Hey, you're listening to another episode of the Stoner's Journal. I don't know what episode this is, but still COVID-19. And this is when you know you're a real piece of shit, when you know you're a piece of shit. When you can admit to yourself you're a piece of shit. And today, I can admit I'm a real piece of shit. This song has a lot of meaning. Listen to the words. And it starts off the story, which would happen to me today. See, I was, I had stayed off weed for 3 weeks now. And my tolerance had gone way, way down. But today, I had a bright idea to go to Tampa and enter a poker tournament and try to win me the big payday. Dreams were crushed. Big time. Well, anyways, I went to Tampa on the way. I might as well talk to Carlos, right? My weed dealer says, "Hey bro, hit me up. I'm in town. I'll stop by in 30 minutes. The best bowl I had in 3 weeks. It was a deep, deep, deep pie. And we were just watching The Office on his TV. And I saw that whole thing in a whole different kind of way. I was like, my perception was just like, I was talking about an officer being able to, Dwight was an officer, a piss officer. And he had to give up his badge because he felt guilty. I think he gave some false urine from somebody. He passed a drug test. Anyways, he was like, I was tripping out because the words in the script, the dialogue was so different. Anyways, I got really wasted. I got stoned off my ass. And on the way back, I was like, man, I felt really good. I might learn some lesson. And I'm pulling up on this bum, begging for change. And I have my music blaring in my Camaro. And this is what's being heard right outside my window. Hear me now. So pleased. I'm just looking at him. He's looking at me. All I gotta do is reach down in my wallet and pull some money out. And even I was hit by the Holy Spirit at that moment too. This wave of, like, I got the chills. Like, I should roll down my window and give this bum a dollar. And instead, I said, you know what? I drove off. I kept driving. I said, after I got the chills and everything, I said it was too much trouble to reach in my pocket and grab a dollar and give this guy some money. He was kneeling. And when he was done, when I turned, I looked in my side mirror, and he slowly stood up from his crouch, as if to shake his head, to say, like, dude, if that was the test to get into heaven and show that your soul was good, you just fucking failed. I felt hurt. I felt horrible. I felt immediately like I should turn around and go back, but I had to pick up my girl. She was waiting for me at the casino with my food. So instead of giving this guy $5, I kept driving, and I should have stopped, but I didn't. And I felt, after losing in a poker tournament, I felt like this is, at that moment, I felt like I was... Everybody's got to play their role in society. I was playing mine, he was playing his. At that moment, I felt like I could have made a choice and been, a moment for humanity. Like, that could have been Jesus Christ right there. And, offering a piece of bread to a hungry man. And I didn't do it. And it was, when the song was playing, I had the greatest opportunity to change this person's life. It's like everything, all the stars in the universe were telling me to roll my window down and give this guy $5, but my ego was like, no, I don't want to go through all that trouble. I mean, it's what it really came down to. And that there was going to be another one another day, but that doesn't matter. After I, on the way back, after thinking about this and telling it this to my wife, I was like, man, I'm a real piece of shit. I mean, I couldn't even help a stranger. My wife would have done exactly that. She would have gave that guy $20 out of her purse. She's just that kind of person. But I'm not. I'm selfish. And I realize at that moment that that massive bong hit gave me a realization about who I was at that moment. My character, I'm all in about myself rather than the other man, and that ain't the way it's supposed to be. And I fucked up. I've been fucking up. I haven't been smoking for 3 weeks. So we've been fighting, we've been going at each other's throats. And it hasn't been good, but it's been enlightening. And it grows your relationship stronger, and you know a little bit more about deeper. But I realize I've been kind of, the truth is that I guess I'm a little bit bitter. Then I feel like we get in fights about losing at gambling, and I probably spend about 20% of my earnings gambling. I gamble 20% of my earnings away. I don't care about it, and it's like I don't care about anything. But mostly I don't give a shit about money. And it'd be nice to have. See, I have enough to do what I want with it. But she's trying to achieve a dream, and I'm being selfish. And the fact that I'm spending it in a way that's not respecting her, her dreams. And I realize I'm a piece of shit. Boy, am I a piece of shit. But you know you're a piece of shit when you realize that you're a piece of shit, right? Not proud of myself. I should have said a disclaimer before all this. But I apologize. Can you believe that Spotify has a commercial in front of my, in my playlist? Of all the unmitigated gall, that they put a commercial in my playlist. Oh, and they went right back to it too when I tried to skip it. Oh, they're real. I'll never use Spotify again. Next time I'll line these songs up. If you it's like I've been caught up in, when I'm not smoking, I get caught up in somebody else. I got better at my job. It's like I really feel like Neo in the Matrix, feeling like he wants to get unplugged. And when I was sober those 3 weeks, I became more, when you assimilate into the system, I was assimilating back into the system, where I was like being better and more efficient and at my job. But now that I'm like getting unplugged, or was unplugged for a little bit, I realized that my ego's on rampage, on steroids, when I'm not on THC. So let me be myself, These lyrics do mean something. So I was a little bit bitter about my wife building some, spending all this money in the Philippines and something I'm not even going to have. Like, I'm not going to be able to take anything with me. So why not spread a little love and joy? Why do I have to be so fucking greedy? I don't want to be greedy. I want to be a better person. So I fell off the horse like a drunk. I gambled a lot. Lost a lot. And it had like a chip on my shoulder the whole time. It's weird. The purpose of this is to, like, of course, chronicle my fuck-ups, right? It's not pretty. I mean, I'll tell you. I'll be the first to tell you that I use my little shower scrunchie. I use it on my face, and I use it in my asshole. Now, I don't do it, like, back to back. That's kind of disgusting, but shit, no. Little water. Soap on the hand first. Little pre-upped strike up in there, and then go in there with the sponge and then wash them hands with the sponge under the shower head. It's all good. Now ask the face. I'm admitting it. Ask the face sponge. Just let me be myself. So if that was the test, if that was Jesus Christ, if so, he's kneeled up and he's like shaking his head like this motherfucker, man. He's sitting there in his fancy fucking sports car, blasting these words of lyrics that, can't you just give me a hand? And I don't even give this guy a fucking dollar out of my pocket. I'm basically calling him a fucking complete loser. And the reality is, I'm the fucking loser. Because I can't even bring myself to be a fucking human and give him just a little bit of happiness. Maybe a little bit of hope in humanity. I'm a selfish prick. I know it. I'm not proud of it. But it's who I am. It's the real truth. Ass to mouth and everything. Well, that's the Stoner's Journal. Thanks for listening. Wiki out.